You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM breakfast show, and we are going to be chatting to Gussie from Mermaidens on the other side of this. Don't you dare look at the sun. You're so good at
distractions. Break off turning to sun, nice skin. Raise your head to the sky. Promise me forever. In the back of your car, the corner, you're the last one running.
That was Mermaidens, of course, with She's Running. And we've got Gussie from Mermaidens in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
It's nice to have you back. Now, it's only been like the last couple of days we've been able to have guests come back into the studio. So it's always very exciting when someone comes up.
It's an honour.
And you're sort of new to Auckland as well. You're normally Wellington-based. How's it treating you up here?
It's been really nice. Yeah, I think last year I came up pretty much every month, so it doesn't feel like a massive change, and I know a lot of people here, but yeah, still weird, lots of adjustments, but it's refreshing.
Refreshing. It's a weird time anyway, but a very good thing that is happening is a brand new video for Mermaidens' track Bastards, which is very exciting. How did this come about?
So the track is from our album that came out last year in September, and we have a favourite video maker, director, Ryan Fielding, who's a Kiwi, and he's been based in London for the past Weewile. He's made a video for us before for a song called Undergrowth. And he's just a bit of a freak. He's incredible. he uses a lot of 16mm film.
Awesome.
And I've been talking to him for a few years, and I knew that he wanted to do a full film music video for us, which is quite expensive and risky as well, you know. You don't know what you're going to get. And yeah, so we finally kind of had the funds. And
nice.
yeah, so the product is like this incredible Blade Runner-esque cyberpunk freaky dreamscape. Yeah.
It's amazing as well, because the first time I watched it, I was like, I can't believe that this is done on 16mm. Like, of course, it's got the beautiful kind of quality that 16mm film gives something, but it's so futuristic in its like overlays and the sort of effects that you've got going on that wasn't even necessarily where my brain first went. How did you guys feel? Did he give you little like tasters of what he was making, or did you just get it all surprise at the end?
No, he deliberately didn't want to show us anything. He sent us an initial pitch that was like really hard for our brains to process. He's really kind of high concept.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sent this really long treatment and like a mood board, and we were kind of just like, sure. Like,
sounds great.
I know you're going to pull it off. Just go for it. And it's really hard to find people that you're just willing to give the complete creative freedom. Like, and we were just so happy to do that. So we didn't see anything until the final video, and it was just like, that's it, that's amazing,
that's super cool. Must be really nice as well, because as you're saying, like, Look Me in the Eye's been out for a few months now, and well, actually nearly like half a year almost. And it's that sort of awesome thing of, you've worked really hard on this, and I'm sure you probably by the time you put a record out, you're a little bit like, oh, just listen to it and just give me a bit of space from it. Is it really cool to kind of get someone else's kind of creative take on a track you've made?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, it is really hard to get perspective on the songs, and I think when someone kind of has a visual representation of the music, that just goes into this whole, another whole world.
Yeah,
so the video doesn't really have anything to do with the song, but it somehow like conveys just the right mood that we were trying to put across.
So what is the song about for people who are kind of like trying to jog their memory, maybe, about Bastards?
Yeah,
what's
this
track about?
Yeah. Well, it's called Bastards, which is, it's been a little hard, oh, I won't go into too much detail, but like pitching to certain English radio stations, they're just like, not interested.
Sorry, we won't play that one.
I can't say really too much about the lyrical content, because it's Lily that's singing and her lyrics, but it's essentially a love song that's kind of exploring intimacy and romance in a sort of long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. But I guess with there's a subversion in there about not wanting to get too close and hurting each other.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a cool track. and then, as you're saying, the video kind of is nothing about that, but somehow also really kicks that across the line. You get the gist of it, I think, when you're sort of watching that. You're like, yeah, actually, I can kind of see this.
Yeah. I think with the in the video, there's a lot of sort of bodily impacts, like physical impacts, and little bit of vomiting.
always good.
Yeah, that kind of, I guess, it's just a certain mood.
It is a mood. It is definitely a mood. So where can people go and check out this video today, Gussie?
Is it 8:30? Oh, yeah, it's out.
Yeah,
cool.
It's out. Yep. It's in the world.
So on our Facebook, I've just posted the YouTube link. It's there. It's on YouTube. Watch it and enjoy.
Awesome. Well, we're going to play the track now. And everybody should go and watch it. It's a really, really cool video. Thanks for chatting to us this morning, Gussie.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.